Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
It was one of the most tragic events this year, and now there's going to be a movie about it. I'm talking about the Titanic submersible that went missing a couple of months ago. So at least with the Titanic, there was about like 100 years between the two events. So this kind of feels a little soon for me. Mind Riot Entertainment now has a fiction project based on the Titanic submersible.
A fiction project? So it's not even like a docuseries?
It's gonna be a full-on movie. And E. Brian Dobbins, who's the executive producer of Black-ish and Cheaper by the Dozen, he has signed on to co-produce this. So basically they're saying that this is going to cover what happened before, during, and after the tragedy that took over 5 days.
No good for you, huh?
Hard pass.
I still think it'll be a huge blockbuster hit if it comes out. People love tragedy.
It does feel too soon, though. It feels like it's more of a money grab than actually get the information out to people.
Yeah,
facts.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, they already put out a docuseries, didn't they? And that was literally like that while it was going on. Before we even knew what the ending was, they're like, all right, let's put out a full docuseries to tell you what's going on.
I'd be intrigued to see the movie. Not in theaters. I would wait for it till I come to Netflix or whatever. But yeah, I think I'd be intrigued by it. I want to know the stories of the people that were on it, how they got there.
Mm-hmm. That's why you watch like a documentary, like something that's nonfiction. Like watching that, you're not going to
It's going to be all sensationalized. Yeah. Anyway, right?
Honestly, I would feel better about going to go see it if I knew the families were involved somehow. If they were okay with it, if they had their permission, and if they were using like interviews or if they talked to the families to understand who these people were in the submersible, like I actually could get on board with that, but it just does seem a little too soon because it'll probably come out like, you know, the next 3 years or so.
Because, I mean, that one man's son, he was like, what, 17, 18? Like, how old was he?
Yeah, I think 19.
Yeah.
Really, really young. Okay, we all had our special interests growing up, and for some people it was the Titanic, but for Cardi B, it was Franklin D. Roosevelt and Eleanor Roosevelt.
I love FDR.
You love FDR?
Yes, and I love Eleanor Roosevelt. And you know how he got us through the Great Depression.
Real
with a war. Only president that got elected 4 times while he's in a wheelchair. As I grew up reading a lot about Eleanor Roosevelt, she had a very sad life.
And then the next clip.
When I went to her house, well, she had different house from her husband because Eleanor wanted her space. Just like me, I want my own space all the time. I saw the room where Churchill and FDR was talking about the nuke. That is crazy to me. Like I'm really here. Like, I'm obsessed with World War II. Like, I love World War I. Like, you know, I like reading about that. But World War II, like, I'm obsessed with just learning everything about it.
So Gen Z has this ongoing joke that every school had a World War II kid. Usually it was like the nerd and he was cargo pants and he has a backpack that's like up to his ears. So it's funny to me to picture Cardi B as like the World War II kid of her school.
Yeah, I love the fact that she's interested in all this. The music was a little dramatic for the interview.
It was a lot.
She's such a like caricature of herself that when she says stuff with meaning like this, it almost doesn't register with me.
She's layered. She's an onion.
Yeah.
It was refreshing, though. It was like refreshing to hear her talk about something different like that.
Yeah, she can talk about WAPs and Franklin Delano.
Well-rounded.
She's a multifaceted individual. We love that for her. Actually, I saw on Dumois that her AP history teacher actually wrote in and said that she was a really good student.
Is that right?
Yeah, smart lady. Okay, Beyonce is going to release her Renaissance World Tour film in theaters, so the girlies are getting fed because in about 2 weeks, Taylor Swift is releasing her Eras Tour film that I'm going to go see with our competitor who was here last weekend or on Friday. Mm-hmm. And then I beat her, but I'm going to pay for her popcorn while we watch the movie.
Yeah, so during our Taylor Swift game on Friday, you missed Bert. Abby won. She was victorious by a landslide. But the two of them are still going to go. Our challenger, who lost, had an extra ticket to the opening day of the film. And she's taking Abby and they're going together.
Very Taylor-like. Mm-hmm.
I was shocked that she even wanted to hang out with me after I beat her. I was like, you're so nice. Anyway, so Beyonce is reportedly about to do a similar deal that Taylor did with AMC, where it'll basically be a concert film where you'll get to see, obviously, like the full show, but you also get to see unreleased footage from her Renaissance visual album.
You know what I do love about this? It just gives some... the opportunity to have access to the concert that might not be able to afford the tickets to go to a stadium and see it. Look, these are going to be difficult to get to also. But, you know, the concert is one thing. It's the shared memories that you have with a daughter or a husband or whatever. That's what really counts. And some just can't afford to go there. So at least this gives you some access.
Yeah. And honestly, it'll probably be a better experience because, like, when I saw Taylor, it was a workout trying to keep up with her.
So how do concerts in a movie theater work? Like, are you still supposed to be quiet?
No.
You sing? It's loud? It's lit? I've never seen one in a movie theater before.
AMC's already tweeted out that they fully expect the girlies to lose their minds. Okay. And they should expect it.
You think you're going to tell 200 Taylor Swift fans to stay in their seat and don't say anything?
Touche.
Not a chance.
Got your point.
The NFL thinks Swifties don't know football. I'll tell you how they explain the game on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
Yay. Her friend got engaged to a guy after only knowing him for a month. Yay. Love at first sight. She wasn't so into the yay part of it, so she was going to have an intervention with her friend over the weekend and say, you don't barely even know this dude. How did it go? We will get an update next.
The Burt Show.